This tourism month, the South African National Biodiversity Institute, SANBI, invites South Africans to discover its remarkable national botanical and zoological gardens close to home through the We Are SANBI social media campaign. According to Statistics South Africa, tourism generated R3617 billion, or 4.9% of gross domestic product, in 2024 and directly employed over 900,000 people. Domestic visitors accounted for 85% of internal tourism expenditure, highlighting the important role that accessible local attractions play in encouraging South Africans to explore their own country. Launching on 1 September, We Are SANBI will introduce audiences to the people, landscapes, and experiences that make the country's national gardens distinctive. A consolidated video featuring all the gardens will open the campaign, followed by individual garden videos published every weekday until 18 September. SANBI manages the 11 national botanical and 2 zoological gardens featured in the campaign, each offering its own tourism experiences, conservation work, and connections to surrounding communities. Tourism Month is an invitation for South Africans to rediscover the extraordinary places within their own country, said Shanasani Munjedzi, Chief Executive Officer of SANBI. Our gardens offer welcoming and affordable ways for people to experience biodiversity, spend meaningful time together, and appreciate why these natural spaces must be protected for future generations. One campaign, many local stories. At the heart of We Are SANBI are the garden managers who care for these destinations and understand what makes each one special. Through a series of short videos, they will share the character of their gardens, introduce some of their most memorable features, and explain how the spaces contribute to conservation, environmental education, and community engagement. The campaign gives viewers an opportunity to hear directly from the people behind the gardens before deciding where to visit. The supporting footage will bring each destination to life, offering glimpses of mountain views, waterfalls, walking trails, indigenous plants, wildlife, family spaces, and other experiences waiting to be explored. Every garden has its own landscape, history, and relationship with its community, said Nontsiklilo Mpilo, SANBI's senior manager. Marketing, communication, and commercialization. Through We Are SANBI, we want people to meet the individuals who care for these spaces, discover experiences they may not have known about, and find a garden that gives them a reason to step outside, reconnect with nature, and explore more of South Africa. A garden experience for every kind of visitor. The campaign will show that there is no single way to experience a national garden. At Kirstenbosch National Botanical Garden, visitors can explore indigenous flora, celebrated fynbos displays, and the tree canopy walkway, while also enjoying a program of concerts and exhibitions. Hantam National Botanical Garden, near Nieuwoudtville in the Northern Cape, offers a seasonal wildflower landscape in the area known as the bulb capital of the world. In Worcester, the Karoo Desert National Botanical Garden showcases the extraordinary succulents of southern Africa's arid and semi-arid regions. Walter Sisulu National Botanical Garden combines walking trails and birdlife with the dramatic 70-meter Witpertjie Falls and its well-known Veroese eagles. Lowveld National Botanical Garden is shaped by the Crocodile and Nels Rivers, with cascades, forest areas, and abundant birdlife, while the Free State National Botanical Garden brings together walking trails, waterwise planting, and traces of Iron Age Basotho history. Across the gardens, visitors can choose from hiking, picnicking, birdwatching, and guided walks, as well as environmental education activities, plant sales, restaurants, events, and family-friendly spaces. Whether someone is looking for an active day outdoors, a peaceful place to slow down, an educational family outing, or a new setting to enjoy with friends, the campaign will help them find an experience that suits them, making nature-based tourism accessible and repeatable. Many of the gardens are situated in or near major urban areas, making them practical options for day trips and spontaneous weekend outings. Visitors don't need an elaborate itinerary to enjoy them. A walk, picnic, wildlife sighting, or quiet afternoon surrounded by indigenous plants can offer a meaningful break from everyday routines. Different entry categories and concessions at many gardens help make these experiences available to children, students, and pensioners. Visitors are encouraged to consult the relevant garden page before traveling, as entrance fees, operating hours, activities, and event arrangements vary between destinations. Those who would like to visit regularly can also consider an annual membership. National membership provides unlimited access across the botanical and zoological gardens, while lower-priced regional options are available for visitors who plan to return to selected gardens. Membership fees help maintain and care for these natural spaces. Follow, discover, and visit. Each weekday during the campaign will offer audiences another destination to discover and another garden manager to meet. Viewers can follow the series, share the stories that resonate with them, and use the videos as inspiration when planning their next local outing. South Africans are invited to follow We Are SANBI throughout Tourism Month, discover the garden closest to them, and experience the country's biodiversity for themselves. Information about individual gardens, entrance fees, operating hours, and annual membership is available on this website.